Film and Everything Podcast.
What's going on, guys? It's the Film and Everything Podcast. I'm here with Josh today, and we finished watching Sharp Objects last night, the HBO show. The show came out in October, right? Do you remember? I forgot what. A couple months ago already, but.
No, it wasn't July.
No, oh my god, July? No, I think it was in the fall. I think September, October. Sharp Objects with Amy Adams. We started watching it last week. We went on vacation, so we weren't able to see it that much, but we finished it. How many hours? We saw how many episodes yesterday, Josh? Five?
No.
We saw five straight?
Four.
No. It was four, and then I think the finale was five. We saw 5 hours worth.
I think it was four.
We saw four, five, six, seven, no, and eight. Yeah, it's five. We saw this show.
It came out in August.
August? Yeah, we binge watched this for five straight hours last night.
July?
Mm-hmm. We binge watched this for five straight hours last night. We're going to review that to end the show today a little later on. But for right now, I wanted to mention, I don't know if you saw it. I literally just saw this right now. You saw Lil Dicky, the rapper? He's getting his own show on FX.
Yeah, with Kevin Hart.
Is it Kevin Hart? Yeah, he's getting his own comedy show, half hour on FX. So that's cool. I mean, he's getting bigger, It's about his life or something like that. It's a comedy show.
Yeah, I think he always wanted to do a show.
Yeah, he's getting up there. That's pretty crazy. I saw that. I saw Oscar winner Rami Malek. Going to be a Bond villain. James Bond. Yeah. He's going to be the villain now. Once you win that Oscar, everybody starts looking for you. I don't know what he's going to do. Yeah. Because he's a weird character. I don't know.
Who's doing Bond?
Isn't it Daniel Craig? It's Daniel Craig. He's doing one more or something like that.
Again?
I guess. I don't know. I thought they were working on it already, but I guess not. But he's going to do... he's going to be the Bond villain. I don't know what to expect from him. I don't know. I can't really see him as a Bond villain, right?
He has a weird face.
I just see him as Elliot from Mr. Robot.
Let's see.
He did good as Freddie Mercury in Bohemian Rhapsody, which we want to talk about in a sec. We want to get to the Oscars. We saw the Oscars this past Sunday. But, yeah, I don't know about him being a Bond villain. I could be wrong. I haven't seen him in that many movies, but I feel like he's a very limited actor. Not because of his acting abilities, but just the way he looks.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because I'm sure he's really good. I mean, he did great in Bohemian Rhapsody, but I feel like it's just the way he looks. He has this look that I don't know if he can... He's not the type of actor that can do anything. You know? I mean, he could prove me wrong, but I don't know. That's what I think. That's what I see with him. He has a very distinct look compared to other actors that they can kind of get away with different roles and stuff. But here I just see Elliot. It's just his look. I can't picture him being a serious Bond villain.
Yeah, I don't know. It's weird.
Yeah. And they just announced that today, right?
I don't know. You just told me now.
You didn't know that?
No.
I saw it on Twitter. I saw it today. It's on the top headline for Twitter today, so I don't know. I guess maybe right after the Oscars, they're like, hey, let's get this guy. You get one Oscar and that's it. It starts, they're re-releasing Spider-Man, Oscar winner for best animated feature, Into the Spider-Verse.
Nice.
Yeah, they're re-releasing in IMAX and stuff like that, so that's pretty cool. What was the other news that I wanted to mention? Lil Dicky, Rami Malek. There was something else. I don't know. Did you mention it to me? Or Will Smith is not doing Suicide Squad 2, which is the one that James Gunn is writing, right?
Yeah.
Does that affect the script? I feel like he's been working on it for a while.
They just recast him.
Oh, you think that's what they're going to end up doing?
Yeah.
I don't know about that. Will Smith was good.
But I'm sure you can find someone better.
He was one of the highlights of Suicide Squad.
Yeah,
There's not many, but
the problem is he never wore the helmet.
Yeah.
And that was probably because he didn't want to, probably.
Probably. Because I remember Shia LaBeouf. Shia LaBeouf was supposed to play that military character, the guy from RoboCop. What's his name? Do you know his name?
No.
Well, his character, that was supposed to be Shia LaBeouf. And he was going to do it, but then he backed out because they were rewriting the whole movie. And they were lowering his screen time to boost up Will Smith's character, Deadshot, right? So that, yeah, he just backed out of that. And that was a good move, honestly, because Suicide Squad is a mess. But I don't know. I liked Will Smith as Deadshot. He was one of the highlights of the movie. So, I don't know. The DC's a mess. So what, they're going to just recast him too, I'm assuming? Because it was due to a scheduling conflict, right?
I heard Bad Boys 3.
Yeah, he's doing Bad Boys 3 right now. Is he doing any other movies right now besides that? Aladdin is done, which looks really weird. Him as the blue genie.
Nah, he looks horrible.
It looked awful. His face looked like a, like it was like gonna pop. Yeah, it was like an ass that's about to pop. I don't know what other movies he's doing. He's doing a lot of YouTube stuff though. Did you notice that he has like his own YouTube channel? He just did a
The whole bungee jumping.
Yeah, like his bucket list on Facebook. He's doing a lot of side stuff, which is good for him. But, yeah, him not in Suicide Squad 2, that's not good. I don't think that's a good start for them.
Nah, I mean, it's not, you just get someone better.
Yeah, but it's...
someone else can play
the thing is, DC is such a mess now, because now you're going to have Suicide Squad 2. It's called Suicide Squad 2. Half the cast is going to be missing. Yeah, Jared Leto's not coming back.
Yeah, it's a soft reboot. They're kind of just redoing it.
But for that, oh man, dude, that's a mess. It's misleading because you think you're getting a sequel. It's called Suicide Squad 2.
They just called it that.
They're gonna have a different title for it. But I don't know. I'm not too sure about that because we just got that. You know what I mean? That's fresh. So now it's like, okay, here's a new Deadshot. We're getting a new Joker already. With Joaquin Phoenix. You know, we're getting a new Batman who Ben Affleck was only able to do 2 movies and not even his own movies. Like, it was Batman, Superman, and Justice League. That's already 3. What else? We're not getting Superman back. That's 4. Henry Cavill.
Well, it's not confirmed yet.
I don't think he is. I don't think he's coming back. I haven't heard anything about him coming back.
He's still in The Witcher, so maybe after The Witcher.
So. It's 3, possibly 4. I think it's 4. I don't think he's coming back. The franchise it's a mess right now. Who else is missing? Harley Quinn and Margot Robbie's coming back.
Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken. Flash. What's his name? I know the Flash character. Something is he coming back?
Yeah, no, he's coming back. I mean, he does Nolan movies anyway. So.
You know, Aquaman is coming back. They already announced his sequel. Wonder Woman, of course. We have 4 members of the DC Universe. They got fresh movies. We got Suicide Squad. 2 characters from Suicide Squad that are going to be gone. That only got 1 movie. We have Batman, who came into this universe, you know, fresh. I was kind of... I liked Ben Affleck. I don't think the movies were good, but I think Ben Affleck and that type of Batman that they were trying to portray, I actually liked it. It could have been... I was excited to see his own movie. I think he could have done a good... movie there. But he says he just couldn't figure it out for some reason.
The studio, probably.
Yeah, maybe he just couldn't get a good story done. But then everybody's saying, like, okay, but if you can't make the Batman movie, why are you just... You're not even going to be Batman anymore. Now they're trying to go for a young version of Batman, right?
I don't know.
They're trying to get a younger version. I don't know who they're going to get. That's the thing. We're getting all these new characters now. So what happened to all, you know, these previous movies that they got? We had a Justice League already, which was a mess. We got Batman, Superman. Well, that's pretty much it, honestly. Right?
Yeah.
Wow. So the buildup for Justice League was just those 2 movies. I don't think anything else came before that. Because Wonder Woman was its own thing.
Yeah.
Batman came out like at the end, right? She like wrote him a letter or something. The whole movie is based off a letter, and it goes into a flashback. Remember? teasing like Justice League.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or actually, no, Wonder Woman came out after.
Yeah, it was after
Justice League. I don't know what that was. Yeah, it was post Justice League. She's writing a letter. I don't know. It's ridiculous, but I don't know. DC's a mess. Now they got what, Shazam? Nah, I'm not.
Supposedly, like, Superman might be in it.
I think that was their plan, but I don't know if Henry Cavill is going to come back. I don't think he should. I mean, if I was him, I wouldn't, but for the studio, yeah, they would need him back. They can't cast a new Superman.
No, because he
was actually good. He was good. The movies weren't that great.
He's playing The Witcher, so I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think he's going to come back. Those movies, they're all a mess. Man of Steel was okay. I was a little disappointed. But then, you know, we think we're getting a trilogy of Superman movies, and then we end up getting Man of Steel, Batman, Superman, Justice League. How does that work, you know? So, I don't know. I don't know. But yeah, so Will Smith not doing Deadshot anymore, I'm assuming. Unless maybe they write him off and keep him for a future appearance.
Nah,
but he needs to be, he's part of the Suicide Squad. So that wouldn't work, you know?
They'll probably just recast him.
Yeah, who was the Deathstroke is the one that comes out at the end of, is it Justice League? Right? And it's, what's his name from Magic Mike?
I don't know his name.
He plays like Big Dick Derby or something. What's it? Big Dick Rick?
What?
And Magic Mike.
Oh. I don't know his name, but yeah, but he looked cool.
He's married to Sofia Vergara.
Yeah, I know you're talking about. Yeah. I just don't know his name. But yeah, he
looked
cool.
He looked cool. He looked cool. I don't know if Cyborg's coming back into the DC. He was barely a character. I don't even know his name.
Is he getting his own movie?
He is?
I thought he was.
I don't know. I don't know what they're doing. Cyborg was literally just in Justice League.
He sucked, though.
He was terrible. The Flash movie keeps getting rewritten and rewritten. They're firing writers, firing directors. Directors are leaving. They're throwing away the script and starting from scratch. So I don't know what they're trying to do. Supposedly they're trying to do that Flashpoint. I was going to say Flashdance. But the Flashpoint where they reset the universe.
Yeah, just reset everything.
That's the best thing they can do.
And keep Aquaman and Wonder Woman.
Yeah, somehow, right? I don't know what they're going to do. Are they going to just do new movies with new characters and just act like if the other ones never happened?
Yeah, I think that's what they're doing.
Because with Batman, what's the play on that? Unless they do some sort of time travel.
Maybe with the Flash movie, it's a young Batman.
Like some sort of time travel thing, but they wouldn't be able to do another Justice League.
But they could have just done like a John Hamm.
But he's old already.
Exactly. Just
yeah. But then what do they do? They're going to stick... Well, let's just recast Ben Affleck.
Yeah.
But you're going to... Everyone's going to be so confused. It's like, wait, where's Ben Affleck? Where's Henry Cavill? And they just like... They just keep going with the story.
You can get John Hamm or...
He wouldn't be bad, but it wouldn't work. Jake Gyllenhaal wouldn't have been bad, but he's doing Spider-Man, so he made the right move.
Yeah,
he's a smart man. He's a smart man. He's villain, Spider-Man, Homecoming. No, not Homecoming. Far From Home. He's good with that. DC is... I don't think anybody wants to go to DC. I haven't heard any more rumors on who's going to be Batman. I am excited about the director doing it, Matt Reeves. He did the Planet of the Apes movies, the last two.
It doesn't matter.
And he's writing it, too. He says it's going to be like a noir film.
Yeah, but that's what they say, and then they, you know...
I think... I like him as a director. He's really good.
He always back out last second. Every, movie does it. Like Venom.
Yeah, if the studio doesn't intervene or something, or anything like that, I think it could be a good movie. I just don't know... I don't know. This DC universe is so confusing. Remember in Batman and Superman, they teased Robin? Like the Joker?
Yeah.
Remember, he had the suit and the Joker, it had Joker on it or something? Mm-hmm. Or like the ha-ha's? They're just trying to do this whole backstory with Ben Affleck's Batman and Batflick and Jared Leto's Joker. I don't know.
Jared Leto wasn't a good Joker, though.
Yeah, they kind of screwed him over. Because he didn't even get a chance.
He was like a gangster.
Yeah, I get that, but he didn't even get a chance to fully portray the Joker. That's what I don't like, you know.
But even if he did, I just didn't like the style.
It wasn't that great, but
it was like a gangster. Like, yeah. It didn't match.
It was stupid, but at least let him portray it completely. They took out over an hour, almost an hour of footage from his Joker. So you're telling me, you know, this guy does the role, and you only give him 15 minutes of over an hour footage of him being the Joker. You know, I think they didn't give him a fair chance with that.
Yeah.
Even if it sucked, it could have sucked, but so at least he has a portrayal of the Joker that we can look at and analyze and be like, okay, it wasn't good or it was bad. But we can't do that. I can't say he was a bad Joker because he only had 10 minutes of screen time.
Yeah, but
and the movie was terrible. The movie itself was terrible. Maybe he could have been written better.
Yeah, but it was a gangster. He was acting like he didn't. I know. He didn't feel like a Joker.
Yeah, it was weird. It was weird.
It was like a crazy gangster with white paint.
Yeah, it was weird.
He looked like a clown mask.
It was weird, but I don't think it's fair to say he was a bad Joker because we couldn't even get a full portrayal of him. That's the only thing that bothers me.
Bad too.
Yeah, is
it? They're like.
They're writing it as they.
Yeah, as they're going.
Yeah, that's.
Which is stupid.
Yeah, I don't know what's going
on.
So
they're just changing scenes as they're going. So they're kind of just.
Yeah, they're rewriting the script as they continue with the shooting, which I don't know.
That's horrible.
Where is that movie gonna take place? It's an origin story.
Yeah, he's gonna be the new Joker. But if the movie's good.
Maybe what they're doing here.
They're just resetting.
I'm noticing young Batman, Joaquin Phoenix. It's an origin story. No, but he's a completely different Joker than Jared Leto. Because what I'm thinking is maybe they are trying to do this time travel thing where they go back in time, and then we end up with a young Batman, young Joker. Wait, he's not even young, and he's not even like Jared Leto. Like
Aquaman.
That's the thing. That's where I'm confused. So I don't know. I was like, okay, maybe they do some sort of time travel thing with Flash, and they go back in time, and it's like all the young Justice League, and that's their excuse to recast. But I don't think it's that organized.
Yeah, but the thing is, they can't recast Wonder Woman.
That's the thing.
Or Aquaman, because they're perfect.
Yeah, those are the only two that are successful right now.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Have to wait and see.
It's a shit show. Right now, they're focused on Wonder Woman 2 and Aquaman 2,
they're doing a
horror movie based off the trench beasts or whatever in Aquaman. What were they called? The trenches.
Yeah, I guess
those weird creatures in Aquaman in the trench.
Yeah,
and the movie's called like Trenches or something like that. They're doing a horror movie spinoff based off that. I don't know why they're doing that.
They're just milking it.
I would have never thought they would make a movie off of those, those creatures. They were in the movie for like 5 minutes.
Not really that scary anyway.
Yeah, I don't know why they're doing that.
Whatever. Anybody.
DC, yeah, I don't know. When does that Joker movie come out?
This year.
Is it? Oh, like in October maybe. I don't know. I like Joaquin Phoenix, but.
No, it's gonna suck. Whatever.
Hopefully not, but.
I
just don't trust DC right now. DC is not looking good. Now they have to just like restart without anybody noticing, I guess. I don't know. So let's see. And but yeah, that's DC. I mean, Marvel's looking good. You got Endgame coming out. Spider-Man Far From Home, they're good. They're not having any issues. But I mean, I think the last recast Marvel had was what, like Don Cheadle? To recast for that was Iron Man 1 and 2. Yeah, that was it. No. I don't think there's any more recasts. For any big characters, at least. No.
Like Thanos, maybe?
No, he was never casted. Until Infinity War was coming around.
Yeah.
Because you can tell, because Thanos just looked like a... He looked like the comic book one, you know? He didn't look like an actor.
Yeah.
They did great with Josh Brolin, though. But, so yeah, that's that. We saw the Oscars, this past Sunday. No hosts for the first time in, I think it was like 40 years or something like that. First time in 40 years that they didn't have a host for the Oscars. Because of the whole Kevin Hart controversy and all that. I actually enjoyed, I liked the Oscars this year. I think it was actually better without a host compared to other years where the hosts haven't been that great. There hasn't been a good host since, what, like Ellen? Recently.
Yeah. Because it was Ellen and Jimmy Kimmel.
Was it Jimmy Kimmel right after?
Yeah.
He did it twice in a row. And then this year it just didn't. I feel like we're missing someone. Wasn't there one more person?
No.
It was Jimmy Kimmel twice? And then Ellen before that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was it what, James? No.
James Cameron?
James Corden?
I don't think so. No, he did like Emmys Grammys. Or something? Grammys, yeah. What did you think of the Oscars?
Boring.
Did you like it better with the host, like without a host?
It's all the same. It's always boring. I don't really care.
Yeah.
Lost interest. The only thing I saw was the Bradley Cooper.
It actually didn't feel that long this year.
Because
there was no host.
It skips the monologue.
I think that.
Because the monologue goes on for a good
minutes. Yeah, it goes on for a while. That's what I'm saying. I feel like it was better.
No, I think we're missing. No. No, that was the Emmys. No, never mind.
That's what I'm saying. I feel like it was better without a host this year because you just skip through all the cringy bad jokes.
I mean, you still had it.
Once in a while, but it was presenters. So at least it's like a quick joke, present the award. You didn't have like this host trying to be funny all the time and talking too much. It was straight to the awards. We got some performances. Queen performed to start the show, which was really cool. Some performances from movies. I think one of them was from Mary Poppins.
Yeah, it was supposed to be like Kendrick Lamar.
Was supposed to do it.
Maybe they said no.
He said no. Who was else performed
for that Black Panther song?
Yeah. But no, I mean, I don't know why he didn't. But we got Lady Gaga, Bradley Cooper performed for Shallows, Star Is Born. That was cool. Bradley Cooper, I think he rehearsed. He definitely practiced for that. He sounded good.
Yeah.
He sounded good.
Yeah, because the last one he didn't sound too well.
Yeah, he was caught off guard. You think they're banging or what?
Yeah. There's a tension.
Tension.
See, the way she looks at him, that's like I want to fuck you.
Yeah, I don't know. She definitely gives him these looks. Like she is like.
She's ready.
Obsessed with him, or she really likes him. I don't know.
She wants.
I don't know if it's a sexual tension.
It is.
I think it's more sexual tension for her to him than it is for him to her. I think he looks at her. Yeah, I lost you there. Yeah. I think she wants his cock more.
Oh, yeah.
And I think Bradley he appreciates her and he knows she's talented. Yeah, where they almost kissed or they looked like they wanted to kiss or something.
She wanted to.
Yeah, I think she really admires him.
She turned it, like, if you know, that was like a 5-second clip. And she turns her head. Like, she was like going for the kiss after the song. Yeah. But then she realized after that, wait, we're not in character.
She's like, oh, fuck.
Yeah,
maybe she's still in character. Maybe they're both still in character. Maybe he was drunk.
I mean, he was kind of like, he had the hair.
Yeah. I mean.
He looked a little red. I think.
Yeah. He got a little tan, a little sunburn.
Yeah, let's say he still is, you know, stuck in character.
I don't know, because. I mean, did you see Bradley Cooper's girlfriend? It's not his wife, right? It's his girlfriend? Baby mama?
I don't know.
Because they have a kid together. His girlfriend's pretty hot. She's like a model.
Threesome.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I mean, if you look at the seats, it was Bradley Cooper.
Lady Gaga looks like she'll be down for
it. It was Bradley Cooper, Lady Gaga, and then his Bradley Cooper's girlfriend in the middle. So they were sitting together. And I mean, she looked really supportive for Lady Gaga. She didn't look jealous or anything.
You sound like an E-News.
E-News. No, TMZ. Like, dun, dun, dun. I don't know.
I don't care.
Yeah, you do.
Not really.
Well, people are like, that's the thing. People are going crazy about it. People are like cutting out different parts of the video, and they're trying to make it look a certain way.
Yeah.
They snapped a picture of Bradley Cooper's wife talking to Lady Gaga, and Lady Gaga looking at her, listening, and then Bradley Cooper looking at them. But they looked serious, but people were trying to make it look like they were arguing. But they could have literally been having a normal, serious conversation about something. Like, just trying to focus. And people were saying, like, oh, look, like they were fighting and Bradley Cooper, you know.
Nah.
Yeah, that's what people were putting on Instagram. So it's funny.
I'm not gonna do that in the Oscars.
Yeah, no, it's stupid. But they did really good. Bradley Cooper did good. Lady Gaga, of course, is Lady Gaga. And they were good. they caught me off guard. What are you doing? They caught me off guard because they kind of just put the piano out there and they just stood up and just started performing. And when he got up and like wrapped around her, I was like, uh-oh. I thought.
Yeah, it's weird. They're very close.
Shit was going to hit the fan. I mean, they might still be in character.
I mean, who knows? Maybe they did have sex in the real movie. It was real.
Who knows? That happens. That happened with Harrison Ford and Carrie Fisher. What? They were a thing throughout the Star Wars movies. They were, you know, behind the scenes. They were doing their thing. Yeah. Yeah, not bad.
Cocaine off the ass.
Cocaine off the ass. Harrison Ford's ass. All right. But so yeah, their performance was good. What did you think of the award wins?
Again,
overall, I liked Free Solo winning best documentary. Yeah, I haven't seen it yet, but I heard it's really good. I heard him on the Joe Rogan podcast. Sounds like a really cool dude, and what he does is pretty crazy. So I really want to see that. Hopefully they re-release it in IMAX. It's about, you know, him being a solo climber, and he climbed one of the highest mountains in Yosemite and with no cable, and they filmed a movie, a documentary on it. It's pretty awesome. So I'm glad that won. The guy pretty much almost died doing that. What else?
And then I'm talk.
Yeah, I wonder. Maybe he didn't want to talk, you know?
No, but you force him to talk. I mean, Jesus, the guy...
Say something. Yeah, I mean, the movie is based off him,
yeah,
but...
Yeah, like, risk his life. He had
died. Yeah, but, you know, what are you going to do?
That's what I didn't like about Spike Lee when he won.
What did he do? Oh, yeah, he didn't let the other writers talk. Yeah, it was, like, what, four writers that worked on the movie?
Yeah.
He should have given them some spotlight there, but...
Like, look at Gaga. Like, she stopped talking to, like, the other guy.
Yeah, you know, but, I mean, it is what it is.
And Spike Lee got mad that Green Book won.
Yeah, Green Book winning Best Picture was, like, the big upset. Everybody was really mad about that. I was shocked. I didn't think Green Book was gonna win. I was thinking Roma. What were the other nominees? It was Roma.
Black Klansman. Black Panther.
We're missing something. Star is Born.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there's like one more. Green Book.
Oh, and the Queen one.
Bohemian Rhapsody.
Which?
Yeah, no, I didn't think that was gonna win. But I was surprised that Green Book won. It was like kind of like the underdog. I don't know. Everybody's like making a really big deal about it. Everybody's really mad. Spike Lee like tried leaving because he got so upset.
He turned his back on the stage.
I liked Green Book. I thought Green Book was a really good movie. You know, I don't know, for Best Picture, I don't know, that kind of caught me off guard. I don't know about you. I didn't see that coming. But again, the Oscars always does this. Every year, Best Picture is the most, it's always like the most random movie. Like, you wouldn't expect it, you know. Every year, the Oscars, like, they'll give Best Director to one really good movie, Best Screenplay to another really good movie. But then for Best Picture, it's like the most random movie of all the nominations. So I don't know why. I don't know. That was very strange. Everybody was making a big deal about it. You know, oh, why did Green Book win? Of course, you know, I guess they made it very political.
White people or something.
Yeah, something like that. I don't know. But, I mean, I don't care that much. The Oscars is always political. I just watch it, and just kind of root for the people I care for. But I'm surprised that Green Book won. I don't know about you.
I was surprised that Rami Malek won.
For Best Actor. Yeah, that was another one. It was between Rami Malek, Christian Bale.
Bradley Cooper. The guy from Green Book.
Aragorn. Vincent. Yeah, Aragorn from Lord of the Rings. I don't have a problem with Rami Malek winning. I know he supposedly.
Oh, and Adam Driver, right?
No, I think he was supporting. I don't know if it was close to me. I don't know who should have won. Bradley Cooper, I do think, did really, really good. I mean, he learned how to play guitar. He actually learned how to sing and sang for the movie.
Live. That's why with Queen.
His accent. He had a whole other accent for the movie.
With Queen, I was kind of like.
Yeah, for Bohemian Rhapsody, he didn't really sing. Obviously, you can't replicate Freddie Mercury's voice.
Yeah, I know, but he was lip singing.
He was lip-sing, but
he wasn't playing piano.
But yeah, he you see, that's the thing. But he did.
Wasn't live.
He did get the choreography down, which takes a lot, and his character, the character itself, and you know, reenacting those concerts is not easy. Well, now, there's really only one concert, which is the end of the movie.
Yeah,
everything else is pretty much a montage, so it's quick sequences.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
That's why, to me, either Bradley Cooper should have won or Christian Bale. Because
if the movie was better, maybe he should have won.
But the movie wasn't that
It was good. A lot. It was like a music video, one long music video. I mean, it was good, but it wasn't.
But the movie's average.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if he should have won. I had a feeling he was going to win, but I was kind of leaning more towards Bradley Cooper.
I noticed the Academy is kind of against Bradley Cooper.
Yeah, they're against Star is Born overall, because for Lady Gaga, for the nominations, they nominated her, of course. She did great.
Her clip was like 2 seconds.
Everybody got such a long clip with a good, intense scene, saying their line, giving a good moment. For Lady Gaga, they gave her, I swear, like, what? It was like 5 seconds.
Not even.
5 seconds of her saying, like, a line, like, I'll be here, or you better be with me, or something like that. It's like the most insignificant part of the movie.
I thought they were going to show the scene of her in the bath, which is yelling.
Yeah. You know, but they showed the most insignificant scene of the movie. Everybody else gets like a good dramatic scene, and they give her 5 seconds. I swear, right after her clip, it was Melissa McCarthy.
But hers was super long.
Hers was like a whole, almost a whole monologue. So that was really weird. I found that very strange. There's something there. I heard that the Academy wasn't very fond of Lady Gaga. And I think it's because she's part of that generation.
They did the same thing to Bradley Cooper's clip.
Yeah.
His clip, I was like, wait, they're using this clip?
It was like the most random part of the scene.
The parking lot when he's just talking very low. Like, because people, like one guy tweeted, oh, but for Queen, they showed him singing.
Yeah.
Which was just actually him lip singing.
Yeah, Bohemian Rhapsody was him singing.
But for Star is Born, they should have shown Bradley Cooper singing.
Or even the scene of him in the rehab crying.
No, what the scene I want to show was him singing in the club when he first meets Lady Gaga's character.
Yeah.
That him playing guitar and him singing.
That, him crying in the rehab with Lady Gaga. There's so many dramatic scenes they could have used to really show the character. And they chose the really strange ones, yeah. But then for Bohemian Rhapsody, it was him doing this whole performance, but it wasn't even him singing.
That's why I didn't think he should have won, just because, yeah, sure, like, he got the movement down,
the character, he did well.
Yeah, but the thing is, Bradley Cooper, the reason I wanted him to win was...
It was his whole new character.
A whole new character, he changed his voice, he actually learned to sing, play guitar, did it all live.
Yeah, performed with Lady Gaga, that's not easy.
Performed with Lady Gaga live, they went to, like a whole bunch of concerts.
He didn't even get nominated for Best Director.
Yeah.
Which is very strange, I don't know... That right there really upset me. Because Star is Born is a really good movie. You're telling me it gets nominated for Best Picture. He gets...
Screenplay, right?
I think it got adapted screenplay.
But it didn't
and you're telling me that he can't even at least get a nomination for Best Director?
Because the Academy is against him. I don't know why.
Because like, if the movie's nominated for Best Picture, how are you going to nominate the movie for Best Picture but not nominate it for its director? The director's the one that makes the picture.
And I noticed that even the Golden Globes, they were going against that movie.
Yeah.
They never won anything Golden Globes.
That makes no sense. Like, the director makes the movie with everyone else. He's the director. How is it nominated for Best Picture, Best Adaptive Screenplay, but not director? That makes no sense.
Yeah, they were against them.
Yeah, that's weird. They're against the movie overall. It's very strange.
I think it was because of Lady Gaga.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's a bunch of old, farts that all die
soon. It was very weird.
A bunch of old people that just hate.
That was upsetting, but you know what? I mean, the movie, it won. You know, it was a huge hit. Everybody loves the movie.
Yeah, but I just don't like the way they were thrown to the side.
Yeah, they should have been recognized more, but I mean, it is what it is. That's the Oscars because for you. It gets worse every year.
He didn't win for Sir Lion's Playbook.
Yeah.
Same thing, like he got, you know.
But you know what? You don't need it to know you're good, you know?
I feel like they should change the way they win the awards and the Oscars.
It should be like the MTV Movie Awards.
Yeah, you vote.
I don't know.
No, but they should change it because, like, think about it, it's just a group of people.
It's very weird. It's weird.
Because it could be, oh, you know what? Since I'm a big fan of Queen, I'm going to give it this.
That's the thing. At the end of the day, it's still bias. It's just their opinion versus everybody else's. It still doesn't make sense.
It shouldn't be like that, though.
Yeah, I don't agree with it. The Oscars, though, gets worse every year. It's always something. So, at this point, we just watch it to watch it. It's the Oscars. See, Rami Malek fell off the stage. Yeah,
no, that was when the show was ended, so you couldn't
see. Yeah. But, overall, though, the show was better without a host. That's one thing. William Dafoe. Yeah, he was the other one. I don't know.
Yeah, because for him, they showed an intense scene. Christian Bale, they showed an intense scene.
Everybody.
They showed an intense scene.
Bradley Cooper is just him flirting with Lady Gaga.
And it wasn't even
it wasn't anything like significant.
It could have been so many scenes, like him and the brother in the car when they're driving, or when he's yelling at Lady Gaga in the shower.
It's just it's this thing against the movie, because Lady Gaga's was ridiculously short. It was 5 seconds.
You can't even show her singing.
I mean, if people can find it on YouTube, I don't know if you can. I guess you look up Best Actress winner or nomination, whatever, Oscars. My God, it was so short.
Yeah.
It's who was it that did that? Is it Matt, when they do the Matt Damon thing in Jimmy Kimmel? That it's oh yeah, you're going to get your chance to talk, or they're showing a clip of Matt Damon's movie or something. Mm-hmm. But it was 2 seconds long. Because Jimmy Kimmel's always messing around with Matt Damon. I forgot what it was, but it reminded me of that, it's oh, here's Lady Gaga. Okay, it's over. It was 2 seconds. I was so upset by that. But who ended up winning Best Actress still acknowledged Lady Gaga after that. So she ended up winning, honestly. What else?
She's a singer and she got into a movie.
She did very good, yeah. Spider-Man won Best Animated Picture. We knew that, right? I mean,
I thought it was going to be Incredibles for a second.
No. Spider-Man was just too good. Incredibles was great, but Spider-Man is just, it was too good. It's just, that's automatic. So, that was awesome. What else? Roma won Best Foreign Film. I liked Roma a lot. I want to rewatch it. Best Director. Another thing I'm confused about. Best Director wins, but not Best Picture. I don't get it. But, what else? Best Cinematography went to Alfonso Cuarón for Roma. He did great.
That's it. They only took 3.
Only? That 3 is good. And it was good ones, too. Cinematography.
Yeah, it should have been 4, but
it was good ones. Cinematography, directing, and foreign film.
But the sound editing for Queen, the scene in Rhapsody, for editing?
The whole movie is a music video.
Yeah, but editing.
Sound editing, yeah.
It's no, but the other one.
Oh, for best editing, yeah, I don't know.
Best editing.
I don't know.
And people were posting scenes. Well, really, this one for best editing was just cutting.
Yeah.
Every second.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if that.
It was horrible.
Again, I don't know. I feel like the Oscars.
I don't know. Honestly, that movie should not have been the Oscars.
Yeah.
I feel like that movie should have if they were to replace that movie with Beale Street Can Talk.
Beale Street Can Talk should have gotten a lot more nominations.
Nominated for what is it called? Cinematography.
Cinematography, direction. But again, I don't know. The Oscars is very weird. It's very weird.
Because the Queen movie wasn't that good.
Yeah, Bohemian Rhapsody was.
It was average.
Yeah.
I don't know. I was it's good, but it wasn't oh my God, it was amazing. I've seen better.
The Oscars is always the same. It's just but it is what it is. Overall, though, I enjoyed it. I actually sat through it and it didn't feel overly long. No host kind of worked out for me. I liked it. Some of the presenters were actually pretty funny. I liked the what's his name from Key and Peele. What's his first name? Do you know? The comedian, the bald guy that's friends with Jordan Peele, the main guy.
Is it Negan or something?
Yeah, but you know what I'm talking about.
Yes, I know.
He came down like Mary Poppins with the umbrella. That was funny. He did good. Other ones were pretty cringy, of course. But again, the show was straight to the point. Performances were good. The awards I liked most. I'm good with most of the wins. Some of them were a little confusing and upsetting, but that's the Oscars, you know? I mean, what are you going to do? What was the first award? It was like makeup or something?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah, they were going to skip all that.
I know, to think that they wanted all that to go during a commercial break.
Yeah, but those speeches were horrible.
Yeah, but still, everybody deserves their moment. Everybody is involved in making a movie. You can't just tell them, hey, you're on commercial break when you win. That's ridiculous. Especially cinematography, you know? But this year was pretty... It wasn't that bad. Without a host, I think it worked out pretty good. A lot better than last year, honestly. I don't know. You didn't like it that much, I know. You're not too happy about the winners.
Yeah, because Rami Malek, I'm a huge fan of Rami Malek. He does great Mr. Robot, and what was the other one that he did?
Night at the Museum.
Yeah, Night at the Museum. He's a great actor, but I don't... Like, he did great as Queen, but I don't think it... I mean, it should have been anyone else. Because even that guy from Green Book did amazing.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, it is...
Because he got the movement down and the character and stuff. But the thing is that...
That's the thing. It's just based off your opinion. That's the issue.
Yeah, because the thing is, I feel like Bradley Cooper, even Christian, you haven't seen Vice, but Christian Bale looked...
I think Vice won for best makeup, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, deserved it. I mean, it doesn't even look like him.
Yeah, because...
Doesn't look like him at all.
Because Bradley Cooper, man, he learned, you know, a lot.
But at the end of the day, it's just based off what they think. You know, maybe they like that Bohemian Rhapsody more because of the type of movie it was. They're like, let's give them.
They probably like it because they're a huge fan of Queen. Something.
Who knows? Yeah. You know, it's old guys. Queen is like 80s.
Yeah, it could have been just, oh, you know what? It's Queen. Yeah. I like Queen, so I'm going to get to the guy who played as him.
Probably, you know, but whatever. That was the Oscars. I didn't mind it. A lot better without a host.
Yeah, it was still boring.
A lot better without... It felt a lot faster. Boring. It felt a lot faster than before.
Like, Beale Street could have been nominated.
Beale Street could talk should have definitely snubbed completely. What were some other movies?
First Man should have been nominated.
First Man got nominated for a few, but nothing...
Annihilation, again.
Yeah.
Didn't get nominated. Like, Natalie Portman didn't even get nominated.
I was very surprised with if Beale Street could talk not being nominated.
At least the mom won.
Yeah.
I was happy that she won. Because she did really good in that movie.
It was a great movie. But you know, overall... Most of the awards were okay. I was fine with them.
Black Panther went for best soundtrack. I was like, really?
Yeah, the selections weren't that great. So I was fine with that.
Because this Oscars, the movies that they nominated were kind of like lame.
I think...
Like they could have nominated better movies that came out.
Yeah, but remember, it's not... It just depends. But yeah, Black Panther won 3 Oscars.
And for best soundtrack, it couldn't be Spider-Man.
Well, people were saying that Spider-Man should have been nominated for
Best Picture.
It should have been in the real categories. I wouldn't have minded Spider-Man maybe for Best Soundtrack. You know,
because I was like, wait, is it only for real like films, or does that include also animation?
That's the confusing part. That's where people don't know. But
because Spider-Man had a great soundtrack that could have been nominated.
Spider-Man did have a really good soundtrack.
Oh, that sound that when that villain comes out.
Yeah.
What's it called? The Nightcrawler.
Yeah.
Or something?
Yeah. Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse did have a very good soundtrack.
So I was like, wait, that did, like, what did he nominate? Like, Black Panther.
First Man.
No, I don't think it was First Man.
It was the movie. The selections weren't that great, so I understood.
Yeah, but you could
Black Panther's win.
You could have nominated Spider-Man. If Spider-Man was not there, I could have beaten it.
That would have been cool, yeah. But, again, I don't know. Animation movies, I don't know if that's
And surprisingly, they didn't sing, like, the Spider-Man. Again, because, like, that main song from Spider-Man.
Yeah.
They could have put that in the Oscar because it's part of the movie. But, again, the Oscars are weird because it's backwards.
Yeah.
Because it's only for real films, not for...
Yeah, like, It's weird. But
Spider-Man should have been in there.
It's the Oscars. It's always every year. There's always something, you know. But overall, though,
and
it wasn't
to add
too
more
bad.
Categories. The categories, like, because they want like a comedy.
They should. They were gonna add.
Impossible got snubbed.
They were gonna add that most popular category. Good thing they did. That would have been so stupid.
Most popular, like MTV.
Yeah, literally. Like, who would win most popular film?
I'm sorry, but I think Tom Cruise. I think he deserves to be nominated.
They should do like a stunt.
a stunt thing.
Stunt award, you know, best stunts.
Yes, that deserves it.
To acknowledge who the people that do the best stunts in movies.
I mean, Mission Impossible would have won that easily.
Yeah.
Like, how he jumped off
the plane. That would have gone to Tom Cruise, literally.
Imagine they show that, people can see what he did.
Yeah. But again...
And I don't know, and I think they should add, like, for, oh, like, oh, what was, visual effects, First Man.
Over yeah, that was weird.
Even if people were saying, if you look at Paul Rudd's face when he read it, he was kind of like, wait, not Infinity War?
Again, because I think they're against those big movies. Because
it's that old, it's those old people because it's high budget.
First Man, because it's based off history, you know, the moon.
Yeah.
I mean, that moon sequence was really good.
Yeah, but Infinity War, look at Josh Brolin.
The whole
Brolin.
Movie itself, yeah, was
look at Josh Brolin's character.
Again, the Oscars is weird. Oscars is weird. That type of stuff, yeah, it sucks, but I mean, it is what it is. Every year is always something, so I don't really get, you know, upset anymore about the Oscars.
But they have to, like, change, like, Mission, like, they should add a action movie as a category. Like, if you get movies like as Mission Impossible
Best
Fallout,
Kiss. They need a Best Kiss.
No, but if you get a Mission Impossible Fallout.
Yeah.
Like that. Oh, no, was it called Fallout, right? The new
yeah,
one?
Yeah, Fallout.
That should have been nominated for Best Picture. It should have been at least been nominated, because that movie.
And then nominate Tom Cruise.
Even soundtrack. That movie should have been nominated for soundtrack, because that movie had a beautiful soundtrack.
Yeah, it had a good soundtrack.
Then we had a nice, like that soundtrack, I was like, wow, that's a good soundtrack. Like, the part when it's that flashback.
Yeah.
And that flashback where
It's like a flash forward.
It's a flash forward where it's like him, like shooting the cops.
Yeah.
The cops.
I think Tom Cruise needs to get nomination for Best Kiss for all the Mission Impossible movies. For all the women he's kissed in those movies.
No, he'll never get
Lifetime nominated. Achievement
he'll
Award.
He'll never get nominated just because he's a Scientology. He'll never get nominated.
No, and he just hasn't done a movie, a drama in a while.
He could do a drama.
He used to do a lot more dramas, but
man,
he
but
doesn't
the thing
do
about
anymore.
It, like, I read up for Mission Impossible, when he was doing that sprint scene, he had his ankle was still, like, messed up.
Yeah, he was still recovering.
And he sprinted that whole thing.
Yeah, the guy's an animal.
That's why I feel like that Mission Impossible should have been nominated.
Stunts definitely deserve some recognition, because that's not easy.
You're risking your life.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, the actors, oh yeah, they just pretend.
They'll be changing it little by little. They're, you know.
No, but that
hopefully it'll change for the better and not for the worse.
They should have added that stunting a long time ago.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of stunts in movies.
Oscar doesn't like to change very much.
Yeah, that's why the ratings are going down.
So let's see next year. You never know.
Going down for that.
Hopefully they start hearing people, you know.
People only watch the Oscars for the dresses.
Yeah, yeah. It's just to watch it for shits and giggles.
Yeah.
I watch it for the dresses.
I don't give a
say
rat
yes
times.
To the dress. But yeah,
Emily Clark presented. So.
Yeah, but yeah, that's the Oscars. You know, it is what it is. What else did I? Oh, did you see? Well, we saw it together. But Topher Grace, Eric Foreman from That 70s Show, he likes to do fan edits of the Star Wars movies. He did a fan edit for the prequels. It was like 2 hours long. It's a full movie.
Oh, it's a movie?
It's a movie. It's a fan edit movie
but
of all the prequels.
Work? But how's that work?
He just edited them all.
To make it seem like it was like a movie?
For the trilogy, yeah.
So it's not a trailer, it's like an actual movie.
I guess. I don't know.
So it doesn't make sense. Cause
it's just
edit?
A fan edit for the prequels. So I guess it's like one long trailer, maybe.
2 hour long trailer?
Yeah. We saw it on YouTube. Well, we saw it there.
Yeah, about 2 hours.
So he did
trailer?
That for the prequels. He did that for the originals. And he just came out with one for all 10 Star Wars movies. Like 5 minutes long. It was like a full long trailer. And it was pretty cool. He did it over a weekend. He said that him and his friend, they both edited together. Like their wives went out or something for the weekend. And they just stayed home and just edited the whole, all 10 movies over the weekend. He likes doing that for some reason. That's like his hobby. Just editing the movies and... Yeah, I guess he's a Star Wars fan. I loved what he did, though, with Last Jedi. Everybody was saying how that seeing that trailer, because it was so good, it just reminded us of why Last Jedi sucked so much and how much we hated it. It hits you. It makes you hate it so much more because all the movies just fit so right. And then when Last Jedi comes up in the trailer, it's just like, it just doesn't add up, like, at all.
Now he kind of, like...
And I liked what he did, yeah, like... He cut the Last Jedi scenes to make it fit with the rest of the story. Because we know very well, like, Last Jedi does not fit. He cut out all those, like, all the different plot and, like, scenes of, you know, Luke and what didn't make sense in that movie. He just cut it out and used the stuff that, I guess, to kind of, like, make it seem like it fits perfectly.
Yeah.
So that was cool. I don't think he liked Last Jedi just from that edit. How he edited Last Jedi out and, like, put little clips just to make it seem like if it was that type of movie. And it's so depressing because if only it was like that to continue that story. It just reminds you of how good the rest were and how much that one just killed. It just killed the flow.
Yeah.
It's so bad. It's so disappointing. Like, you know, the episode 9 comes out this year.
Don't care.
It's so much damage has been done, but they asked J.J. Abrams.
How much damage he did it with one movie.
It's crazy.
It usually tastes like a trilogy to really fuck it up.
And the thing is that he got that middle movie. And that middle movie is what connects 1 and 3. You know, it's just the most important one, and he killed it. Destroyed it.
It's another Attack of the Clones right there.
Yeah. Honestly, you can still watch the prequels. And
except for Attack of the Clones,
but you still enjoy it more than what you got.
Attack of the Clone was a little.
It was very weird. Yeah.
I mean, that one got like 20%.
My professor was talking about that today. My film professor, he was saying how he feels like he believes that George Lucas regrets selling Star Wars.
I don't know.
Because of the films.
He got a shit ton of money out of it.
So. But not because of the money, because he donated most of it. But I think he regrets it because of the quality of the films.
Yeah, but his quality wasn't.
But even Simon Pegg said it. George Lucas, even the prequels. Now, I think we're appreciating the prequels a little bit more now, just because it still feels like a Star Wars movie. It might not be great, but it still feels like Star Wars.
But his style is tricky. You gotta be careful with his style.
Yeah.
Because his style is just CGI.
Yeah. Everything. That was one of his weaknesses for sure. But
he loves CGI.
But J.J. Abrams, hopefully, I mean, he says that he wants to leave fans satisfied after this movie, which finished filming. It finished filming, right?
Because I saw like behind the scenes of was it Return of the Jedi or New Hope? No, Return of the Jedi. He didn't film Return of the Jedi, right? George Lucas.
No, he only did New Hope.
Yeah, but he was on set.
He was always on set. Yeah.
He was on set helping, and it was a big battle scene where all they had like a whole bunch of stormtroopers, and they're at the part where they're trying to get that door open.
And Endor is that, that's
yeah,
how you say
like
it.
It's when
the jungle
like
planet.
While Luke is fighting Vader and stuff,
they're trying to get into the base.
Yeah, like Solo's down there trying to open that door for the shield or something.
Yeah, yeah.
He looks so frustrated because there was so many people, so many extras.
He got overwhelmed.
He got like he was getting like they're both like they're he's getting frustrated because the extras weren't listening.
Yeah,
they couldn't hear him.
That's why he didn't do the sequels because the New Hope was so stressful for him, and he suffers from
heart whatever is a heart.
Yeah,
thing?
He can't stress too much. He stresses too much.
So heart like that.
Yeah. It wasn't good for his health. So that's why he had to get a director for Empire and Return, but he
I'm
was
just,
there.
I'm just waiting for Star Wars Celebration.
That's next month.
Because I want to see if they're going to boo Kathleen Kennedy.
That's next month.
Is it Catherine?
Kathleen. Kennedy? Kathleen Kennedy.
Oh, Kathleen?
Yeah.
Catherine.
No, Kathleen.
Kathleen Kennedy.
Let's see. We need a trailer already. There's not even a title reveal. And they finished filming, right? They finished filming a week ago, 2 weeks
ago?
Yeah,
he's already editing. They're editing.
They're editing right
now. That's the best. Because they're saying that JJ's trying to edit there because he edits his movies differently.
Yeah.
Because he's trying to make it seem like he doesn't show anything in the trailer. That's why.
Yeah.
So they're editing to where it doesn't show anything in the trailer. Like, they'll spoil the movie, even though I can care less.
Yeah.
They can spoil the movie in the trailer, and I just.
At this point, yeah. We were so excited for Last Jedi that it just.
Like, I was excited.
But I mean,
because in my head I thought we were gonna get a because I've always wanted to see Empire Strikes Back when it first came out.
Yeah.
Like be that shock.
That shocking moment. Yeah.
And I thought Last Jedi was gonna be that.
We got what's the closest thing to that?
I never got that in Star Wars. I never got that with Star Wars. That's what I was hoping for.
Han Solo's death wasn't.
I kind of.
You see it coming.
Because usually when they show a character a lot, like an old character.
You already know when he's in that big room with the long bridge. Yeah. And, like, you just feel it. You're like, oh, he's going to die. I already saw it coming, but...
It was a nice moment.
I'm trying to think of a movie where you get a shock, like in a trilogy like that.
Like Empire Strikes Back, like, oh, like, well, yeah. Vader saying
that. But I'm trying to think of something like that, but now, like recently in modern... I can't remember a trilogy that's done that. That was a big shock.
Gamora?
Not even Gamora. I think just the ending of Infinity War, that was a big impact.
Oh, no, Robert Downey Jr. when he gets stabbed.
But he didn't die.
Yeah, but
that moment, yeah, it gets you. But I think the ending of Infinity War does have that impact.
Endgame, we're going to have something like that.
I hope so. But I'm trying to think of a moment where, like, this character-defining moment in a trilogy, like in a sequel. I can't.
Like now?
Yeah. Oh, Harry Potter.
Yeah, I was going to say Harry Potter.
It was already... Snape? It's been a couple years ago, but yeah, the Snape.
Because that Snape... That was, like, one of the biggest character twists ever.
Yeah, that was...
Because, anyway, for the beginning, you think he's a bad guy, but in the end, he's kind of, like, a good guy. He's always, like, watching...
Yeah, I think the Harry Potter, that might be the last franchise that's similar to Star Wars in the sense of getting a big twist, a character twist that, you know, that leaves that franchise with a... It's like an iconic moment, you know? I think Harry Potter is, yeah, the last one, I think, that.
Maybe Endgame.
Infinity War's ending definitely does that. But we know they're coming back.
Yeah, they announced all their movies.
Yeah, that's the only thing. But that, I remember that ending in theaters. Remember, everybody was dead silent in the theater. Everybody, the second time I saw it, people were crying. So, that was definitely, to be around for Infinity War is pretty awesome. That was crazy. To just see that and be a part of that.
That's what I was hoping for Star Wars.
Yeah, Star Wars is not... It makes me like the prequels more.
I've always wanted to be part of that. Like, was Star Wars, like, that big, like
that big franchise, yeah.
Years from now, like, be like, oh, you never...
We were that fan base.
We were that fan base that saw it live.
It just didn't work.
You know? Like, imagine the people who got to see the original trilogy, like Empire Strikes Back in theaters.
New Hope, yeah.
Imagine, like, growing up watching that, and you see that...
And all three are good.
Imagine seeing that huge moment with Vader saying that those still, you know, like that, oh, like, I'm your father.
Yeah, that's a big moment. That's what
I've always wanted, but I never got that. Because that's what I was hoping for Last Jedi. That's why I was so excited.
Or not even in Last Jedi, but at least get a good movie in Last Jedi and maybe get something later on.
But I was hoping for a big reveal in Last Jedi that would leave me in shock, that would change the whole Star Wars universe, but...
Instead, we just got, like, Ryan Johnson trying to be bold.
Ryan Johnson shitting in my face. Yeah. And farting on me at the same time. And just whiffing it.
Yeah. I don't know. Let's see. I mean, I trust J.J. Abrams. I know he's going to try his best, but I think there's just too much damage. Too much damage. From Last Jedi.
You do a bad ending where you just kill everyone.
Kill everyone. Put fuck Ryan Johnson at the end. Because, man, Ryan Johnson, if I was J.J. Abrams, I would be so upset. Because he just threw all of your...
You're saying how they should have let George Lucas do the last one. Just because it's...
Just because, yeah.
It's him, because he's the one who started it.
Yeah, they threw his idea out the window, though. He was like, here, guys. Here's the franchise, and here's my outline. They're like, nope.
That's fucked.
My professor says he thinks that he wanted his son, like his kids, to take over the franchise, and he thinks they didn't want to. That's what he said. But
I still think he wanted to do Jar Jar Binks as a Jedi.
Yeah.
We'll never know.
Let's see. I mean, man, I just hate how Rian Johnson literally got everything from Force Awakens and just threw it out the window. Everything from all the other movies out the window. And now J.J. Abrams has to clean that up. Somehow. I don't know how he's going to do it. But I like J.J. Abrams, and I hope... I know he's going to do a good movie. I just don't know if it's going to be enough to recover or redeem Last Jedi.
The movie's going to be probably...
I feel like it's going to be good, but it's just... It can't be great because of Last Jedi.
It's going to be another Force Awakens.
Yeah.
It's good. That's it.
Yeah.
It's going to be amazing.
And I feel like it's going to be because of Last Jedi. Last Jedi just did too much damage that it's affecting... It's going to affect this one. And I'm really curious to see what the title's going to be.
Fuck Rian Johnson. Episode 9.
Star Wars. Rian Johnson. So, news.
And I hope they cancel his trilogy. He doesn't deserve a trilogy.
No, it's going to happen.
After what he did, he doesn't deserve a trilogy.
It's going to happen.
And it's going to flop.
Probably. Most probably.
Once that first one flops... which I hope it does.
That's the thing, Disney right
I
now.
I hope it flops, so like Disney will cancel his movies and they won't hear.
The thing with Disney right now, they don't know what to do with Star Wars. They're very lost. Notice how after the Solo movie, they're kind of stepping back a little bit, and they're trying to figure out, okay, yeah, what are we doing here?
They keep saying, oh, it's because they came out too soon. It was because
it came they out know too what soon. It is, but they're not gonna admit it. But right now, that's why they're taking a step back a little bit.
Making TV shows. That's what everyone loves.
Yeah.
That's why they bring back Clone Wars.
Yeah, they're bringing back Clone Wars. I am excited about the Jon Favreau, the Mandalorian.
I mean, it's cool. Again, no Jedi. Again.
Yeah, I don't know why we're not getting Jedis. This franchise, you could have built up from Force Awakens. The Resistance is back. They're good.
This should have been a war
series. It should have been expanding war. That. But don't go back to the same plot from the original. Why are you going back to square one? You could have gone in the territory of the prequels and go from there. Maybe the First Order, and it could be this huge thing. But
they kind of made a war film.
They're just like, oh, let's just be just like the originals again. And it's like, no, you got to be, you know. The only Star Wars movie I'm excited for is the ones that the Game of Thrones creators are doing.
Yeah, but that's so...
That's going to be a while from now, yeah. That's
so long.
But...
You know how long that's going
to
be?
Yeah. Maybe they should just get Topher Grace to do a movie. Honestly. One big edit, Eric Foreman. First of all, they're action figures, not dolls. So, yeah, that's that. Do you want to get into Sharp Objects? Goodbye. Our review? Yeah, let's just do it. Yeah, because we're doing a short episode today. It's already late. We got here a little late today. But, yeah, we saw... This show came out a couple months ago already, yeah, but we just saw it. Spoilers, though. Huh?
I don't want to get into spoilers.
We can do a spoiler section.
No, I wouldn't. Because for people who haven't seen it...
But that's why we do a spoiler section.
Yeah, but you don't know if I've seen it. What? Because what if people just... Okay, I'm just trying to get spoiled.
Well, yeah, that's fine. Whatever. So
just because how good this show was, like, I don't want to like ruin them like that.
Yeah, we saw this show. We saw the whole series. It's a mini series. We saw it within what, 2 days, 3 days.
Yeah.
We literally saw it for 5 straight hours last night. We were on episode 3. There's 8 episodes, and we saw 5 straight episodes.
We saw four,
5, 6, 7, and then 8.
No, I think we started off.
No, we saw 4. We started on 4.
Are you sure?
Yeah, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
I thought we were on 4. I mean, I thought we saw 4.
No. We saw it, but then we went to E, and then we saw 5, and then we're like, we gotta watch another one. We literally, that's what we were talking about with the Daredevil review when we were here with Fernie. That's what I meant. Like, I like a show that doesn't remind me that it's a show. This show, I was watching it, and I felt like I was watching a movie. After the end of every episode, we just had to keep watching. We ended up watching 5 straight hours. I haven't done that in a show for it's been a while. 5 straight hours. This show, Sharp Objects with Amy Adams, based off the book from Gillian Flynn, who did Gone Girl, and it's based off the book Sharp Objects. She wrote this show. She wrote the Gone Girl movie, if I'm not mistaken. Gone Girl, the movie is great. Love that movie. David Fincher, Ben Affleck. She wrote this show based off her book. This show, I mean, we saw for 5 straight hours. That right there tells you how good this show is. It's amazing. It keeps you in the whole time until the very end. I've never felt so just hooked on a show. How many times did you tell me, like, we literally just want to keep watching more and more and more.
Yeah.
I haven't done that. Like, that's what I was trying to say in the other episode with Daredevil. I just felt like I was watching a show. Midway through the episode, I was like, oh, this feels like forever. It's the basic, you know, journalism. And then, yeah.
So tell me your story.
And the funny thing is, this show, she's a journalist. But it feels so natural.
It's also quality.
That's like, what I'm saying.
HBO's a bigger budget.
No, but it's not even about the budget. It's just the writing, the quality.
HBO has a good...
The quality of the show. The drama was so good. This is journalism. Daredevil has journalism in it. But my God, this show, we were watching episode after episode, and it just flowed so well. It felt like one long movie. That's what a show should be. I haven't felt like this since... I'm not going to say Mr. Robot.
Stranger Things.
Because Mr. Robot, it's a different type of show. You know, for HBO, since like True Detective season one. I saw True Detective season one within 2 days.
But you know what?
Yeah, just like this show. But I saw it within 2 days.
I wish Mr. Robot was on HBO because...
But it's good, no, though. Man, it's good on...
But commercials...
Yeah, commercials ruin the flow.
Ruin TV shows. Like that. Like, they should do a thing. I know you have to, like, do, like, your ads, whatever. But you gotta do a thing where shows should be no commercial, just a pure ad.
Yeah, but on those basic cables, you can't.
Yeah, but the problem is it ruins your flow with the TV show. It ruins the flow. Imagine if Sharp Objects had a commercial.
Oh, no, yeah. That's why it's like, on HBO.
It's like, oh, my God, well, like, wait, what happened? Then it goes to, like, cuts the black.
And then you have to watch, like a pad Geico commercial. Like and then the Geico commercial.
Yeah, the Geico commercial.
No, but actually, now that I just remembered, I had the same exact reaction with True Detective, the first season. I saw True Detective in 2 days. I remember on the first day watching it, I saw like 5-6 episodes. That's how good it was. And we did the same thing with this show. So that's to show you, when a show is really good, you watch it in a day, 2 days. And this is 8 hours. We saw this for 5 straight hours. That tells you how good the show is. Acting is amazing.
It went by quick.
That's the thing. I wouldn't be able to watch this week by week. Yeah. I wouldn't. It was just, the show is so good.
It's meant for you to binge watch it.
The cast is great. The acting is
sister,
great.
The sister, I think that was, this. I read up that it was like her first big role.
And she did great. She did great. Amy Adams. I mean, the whole cast is amazing in this show.
The mom was good.
Yeah.
The dad, like...
Just they're everyone. Everyone. I mean, the writing is amazing. The show, the direction of the show, so
like,
consistent.
Like, Bird Box tried to do, like, that flashback thing.
No, Bird Box was... I don't even know that was.
No, but that's to show you, like, it can be really good or, like, really, really bad.
This show nailed it.
Does this show have like those flashback sequences?
Yeah.
And it was really good.
The show was, it was,
and
just
the soundtrack.
Yeah, the direction was so good in the show, because right from the beginning, you're in. You're hooked in. And it's just this long, there's no point in the show where it feels like a drag. You don't get a break in this show. You know what I mean?
No.
You don't get a break where it's like, okay, everything's okay, and then boom, you're back. It's just one long mystery for 8 hours. And I love it. I mean, we were just hooked on, though. Every single episode, every single minute. Like, there's no waste of time in the show. And I love it. The, What was I going to say? The soundtrack is amazing. The direction of the show is amazing. It's just you're watching one thing, and the flashbacks are giving you details and, you know, hints for what's to come in the future episodes.
Like, if you're watching,
it's very detailed.
If you're going to watch this show, you have to really... I mean, like, really, 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 really
pay
attention.
Because there's moments.
Because there's any small thing. Like
you got to pay attention. It's like a game. Like, there's times in the show, because it's this investigative, you know, there's a detective and the journalist and trying to figure out what's going on in the town.
I was getting, like, nervous. I never felt that before.
Because you're trying to see who's what. There's characters that you're looking at them, and it feels like, I felt like I was playing like L.A. Noir or something.
Like
a character is talking, and you're kind of like, huh, what are you up to? And another character comes, oh, I think it's him, but then it's something else. And that's the whole show, and that's to show you how good it is. Because there's some shows that you don't care.
Yeah,
that you're just watching or it's predictable. But this show is not predictable at all.
Yeah, that's why now for me with TV shows, I'm only watching shows that are on like HBO.
HBO is good, yeah.
Just because their quality is so high and so better.
Yeah.
And there are no commercials. Netflix, right now, I'm only watching Stranger Things. That's the only one.
Yeah.
Because I'm done watching those little like...
Netflix shows
it's the same crap.
Yeah. They're all canceled anyway, so...
Like, it feels like a show. Like Bloodline used to feel like that.
But then they had to rush it and end it.
But they rushed it and end it.
Yeah.
Because it's supposed to be six, seven.
I heard Ozark is good.
Yeah, but I feel like it's the same, like... I don't know.
I heard it's really good.
But the problem is, when a show gets so overhyped, the show goes to shit.
Yeah.
Because then they get too nervous. They get scared. Okay, we have to keep this high quality.
Or so, they want to stretch it out.
Yeah. Stretch out for even longer.
Yeah, so...
Because I got Stranger Things. Season 2 was good, but it was pretty bad. same time.
Season no, two. It was good.
Season 2 was like whatever.
I liked season 2. That one episode kind of ruined it.
No, but compared to season 1, season 1 felt like a movie. Yeah. I felt like I was watching a Super 8, but as a TV show.
No, I like
season 2, you can tell they got themselves like in a little hole, and they're trying to work their way around it.
Maybe.
That's what it felt like.
That 11 episode was useless. Very weird. That was
just
yeah.
a waste of 50 minutes of my life.
But
like, they never when we were watching it, we just skipped it. We yeah. skipped it because there's no point in watching it.
Yeah.
Okay, Venture Projects went off.
But this show wastes no time. I mean, if I highly, I don't know, I can't even recommend it enough. Like, I highly recommend this show.
Like, watch it.
Watch it over the weekend. Start it on Friday, and I guarantee you, you're going to finish it within the same weekend. It's just too good of a show to just let, you know, you can't finish an episode and just be like, okay, give me two more days.
You're paying attention because there's a lot of small details.
Yeah, that's it. I love it, though. You have to pay attention, and then you get that. It, you know, you get that what's the word I'm looking for? It pays off. You're looking at something. It doesn't make sense, but you're paying attention, and you paying attention pays off later on in the show because it'll go back to that. And the direction of the show with the flashbacks, and it's just constant tension. I love how they reveal the titles throughout the episodes.
Yeah.
I don't know what the titles of the episodes mean, though. You have to look that up. No, well, they're very weird.
Yeah, they're also
weird. But I love how they do it.
Like you know? The one, what, like the cherry?
Yeah. Those. Yeah, that one, it kind of implies already. But the other ones are very, you have milk, closer.
Tits?
Yeah.
Amy has milk.
So.
Should we mention that when you finish the show, you should wait?
That yes, when you finish the show, wait after the credits. It'll, again.
Like in the last episode, the very last episode. Yeah, very last. Wait after the credits.
Wait after the credits, it'll pay off.
Because you're going to be like,
you'll see. Yeah. You'll
see why.
What else? Soundtrack is great.
Amazing.
What else?
Intense.
Casting, great. Acting is great. I don't know if there's anything wrong with this show.
No. I have nothing.
At first, I thought, okay, is there a plot hole here and there? But then again, we rewatched some scenes, you know, on the YouTube, and we were looking at different clips. And we were able, okay, I get it now. It makes sense. This show, I gotta give it a 10 out of 10. If we were to rate it.
I'm gonna give it a solid
3. Solid 5.
No.
I don't know. I can't.
It's a 10. It's a 10.
If I'm able to watch a show for 5 straight hours, finish it in 2 days till 4 in the morning,
And we started it late.
We started at 10:30.
Yeah.
If I'm able to do that for a show, that's when you know it's good. Daredevil took me how long? Like 2 weeks?
For the new season?
Yeah. The second season I actually finished in a couple days. A few days.
Yeah.
Because I liked it. I enjoyed it. But man, to finish a series like this in 2 days, 8 hours, 4 hours, you know? It's that good. I don't even know what to... I don't even know what else to say about it.
It's an amazing show.
It has so many twists. It's going to keep you guessing. People love that. You know? So definitely watch this show. I mean, my God.
It's a 10 out of 10.
It's a 10 out of 10. Like, I don't even know. I'm trying to think of what's wrong with the show.
Like HBO makes good. Like I'm so glad that they're making that
Watchmen. Yeah, Watchmen. They're doing Watchmen.
Because
we haven't seen Deuce yet with James Franco.
Yeah, I heard that one was really good too. It's like a porn thing.
Yeah, about the porn industry and back then.
And they're making the second season. Yeah. I thought it was a limited series.
I guess not.
Because there's also some like good I'll say good, like the one the cop one that we saw.
True Detective?
No, the other one. The lawyer guy. And the one who he didn't kill her.
The Night Of. That was a good
one. That one was good, but it wasn't like...
But it had its flaws, but it was still a good show.
It was a good, but this one has no flaws.
That's the thing. I'm trying to think of... Like, True Detective Season 2 had a lot of flaws.
No, that one sucked.
I didn't like it that much.
No, Season 1...
It was amazing. But you can't...
I have to rewatch that one again. That's been a while.
I would rewatch... I mean, that one scene that has, like, that long take...
Again, you have Matthew McConaughey.
Remember that long take scene in True Detective?
I haven't seen the third season
yet. No, for the first season. Remember that long take... Yeah. From the drug bust. I mean, that show is perfect. That season.
I have to rewatch it. It's been so long. I don't remember.
I know. I That's a show I would rewatch. I think I saw it twice.
I saw it once, but it was like
it was a while ago.
I
was a little
smaller. I wasn't really like.
It's been a couple of years ago. I would definitely rewatch it. It's how many episodes? Like the same, probably.
It's 8 as well.
It's a great show.
You have to watch season 3.
Yeah.
But like I heard 3 is good, but I don't know.
Nothing's ever gonna beat 1.
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
It's just it's 1 is too good.
I really hope they stop doing it though. Hopefully they stop.
Let's see if this one does well. They're probably gonna keep going. Sharp Objects. I don't see any more seasons.
It's a limited series.
It's based off the book. I kind of want to read the book, but I already know what happens, so it's
so it ruins.
It ruins, and people are saying book readers are saying that it portrays the book very well.
Yeah, that like when they're watching this show, like that's how they like.
That's how they would have imagined it. Yeah,
like, the way they were showing it.
The cast is just amazing. Amy Adams can do anything.
No, like Amy Adams is my favorite actress.
She plays. She can play like a princess, like an enchanted. She can play
a
mom and a rival. Of like this very weird character. Yeah, and here
she's very complex in this show.
Here she plays like this like alcoholic
and she has that accent a little sour
yeah like, the southern accent. Here she plays like an alcoholic journalist with a past, and it's good. She's very good. The everything
sister, they good.
Yeah, and which she plays like a younger girl, and she
even the girl from It. The
yes, the girl from It, the redhead.
She plays the young.
And she looks just like a young Amy Adams.
Man, you know, it's kind of scary. But she did really good. Even though she didn't have that much dialogue, she didn't have dialogue. It was kind of like flashbacks, but she did good.
The flashbacks are so well done in the show.
And
one thing, it keeps you in it the whole time.
The one thing I love too is like during a scene, it shows like a quick flashback. Like boom,
yeah.
And then it comes back.
It's creepy, almost.
The show is very, like, it's kind of creepy.
It handles trauma well, because that's what it is. People who have traumatic
experiences, in
post-traumatic stress, or you know, however you want to call it, that's what it is. Like, you're somewhere and it just flashes on you, and that's why. And they handled that really well in the show. I mean, the show, I'm telling you, it handles everything so well.
I really like the writer. She's a really good writer.
Yeah, Gillian Flynn. Whatever she's doing next, I'm in. Gone Girl's another one.
It's true. Though. Imagine if Gone Girl was. As a limited series.
It would be like this. Obviously different, because this is different from Gone Girl. It's similar almost.
But they think of it better?
The movie's great. The movie handled it very well. Obviously, the show would be stretched out longer, so I'm sure that you have more detail. But the movie itself was great.
The movie's pretty long. The movie's like, what, 2 hours?
Two and a half hours. Yeah. It's great, though. Great show. Great movie.
But she's into that though. Like, with the women. Like,
yeah, it's always like you know. I like that. It's very interesting.
But go watch it.
This show.
Right now.
Yeah, it's on HBO.
As you're listening,
it's on HBO. So isn't HBO like on Hulu, right? If you have Hulu,
is it on Hulu?
I think you have to pay a little extra.
Is it on Hulu?
I think so. Like if HBO's linked with Hulu, if you pay a little extra or something like that.
I don't know. I really don't know.
So watch it. HBO. I mean, HBO. Any way you can get HBO, watch this show, Sharp Objects.
Go to a friend's
house. We're a little late, but
yeah, no, because we're late because we're waiting for it to end. It ended in August.
And we were watching. What other show were we watching that took us some time?
Well, between July, August, and you had like the stupid Marvel shows.
Yeah, we saw Stranger Things, right? Or was that already... That was already over a year ago.
Yeah, no, we had Stranger Things and Halloween.
But what show did we watch before this? We saw another show that we stopped for a while. Or was it me that I saw Daredevil?
It was you. And I finished Daredevil quick.
Yeah. That's what
Because I just finished...
Daredevil took me a while to finish.
Yeah, because from July to August, we had Better Call Saul.
That's what we saw, Better Call Saul.
Unfortunately, we saw Iron Fist.
That's right.
And Jones, and Jessica Jones, yeah. And Luke Cage, because we gave it a chance, and they all
sucked. Yeah, so this show, I mean,
10 out of 10.
I'm so glad I saw it, and HBO, watch this show. I mean, watch it, because I can't recommend it enough. I'm going to, when we post up this episode, I want to put it up with a picture. I'm going to, you guys, listen to our review and watch this show, because... It's amazing.
That's why I don't get the spoilers.
This is what shows need to do more often. We need more shows like this.
Yeah, because this show...
It's not your generic show.
And make sure no one's to spoil it or don't read any spoilers because it ruins...
Yeah, yeah. Don't read anything into the show. We're not spoiling it. So, did we say that before the review?
What?
We didn't mention spoilers. No, like, we said that we weren't going to get into spoilers. No.
Yeah. Yeah, because the thing is, the way this show is, if you get spoiled, it ruins the whole
episode. You can't. And it's just so much to talk about in the show.
Like, don't watch a trailer. Don't read up on it.
That's the thing, too. We didn't watch many trailers on it.
No, it was only that, like, it was like
that one same trailer.
Yeah. It was like her driving, and it's like, oh, like July.
Yeah. Or whatever. So, yeah, guys, watch this show. I can't recommend it enough.
I always knew when the trailer first came out, I was like this show is going to be...
Yeah.
I was the one that told you about it. I told you about it multiple times. We need to watch it.
No, yeah, I knew it was going to be good, but I just didn't... I wasn't expecting this good.
Yeah.
So, you know, yeah, guys, definitely check this. Just don't get spoiled. Yeah, don't look it up or anything. Definitely check this show out. Sharp Objects, if you haven't already, if you've watched it already, great, you know. I think that's it. Yeah. That's it, guys.
Just watch it. Go watch it.
That's today's episode.
Amy Adams, if you listen to this, I'm a huge fan of Amy Adams.
Amy Adams, she's great. She can do anything.
If she ever listens to this podcast, hi.
And this show is mostly female cast.
Yeah.
There's only, what, few male characters. Amy Adams is the anchor of the show. And that's the show. That's an example of a good female character. You know what I mean?
And
it's
and
so well done.
It was the writer Gone Girl and the director of that other show, Big Little Lies.
Yeah, yeah. I forgot the name, but
I forgot her name. But I heard she like I heard that show's good too. It's HBO.
Yeah, yeah.
They're making it the second season now.
Yeah. So there you go, guys. I mean, I don't know what else to give you, but just watch this show. I hope you enjoyed the review. Hope you enjoyed this episode. We were like all movies today. Right? We were all movies today. All movie news and Oscars. And yeah. I like it. All right, guys. Thank you so much for listening. As always, we're now going to be available on Google Play Music and Spotify.
Oh, they approved?
They should be approving soon. Spotify approved already. I'm waiting for Google Play. It's going to approve soon, but we are going to be available on those two platforms now, as well as obviously iTunes, our website, and I'm missing one more website, and Podbean, of course. Podbean, you can check us out there too. So thank you guys so much for listening. We should have like two more episodes this weekend for you. It should be good. So yeah, thank you for listening.
Watch Goodbye. The show.
Yes, please watch it.